Democrats of both genders are trying to rally opposition to a bill that would place limits on birth control for poor teens who get reproductive health care under a federal Medicaid waiver initiated by former Governor Tommy Thompson. Madison Representative Therese Brousseau says rising rates of teen pregnancy, along with sexually transmitted disease, show the need for more health care services, not less.
Last week, the very respected Alan Guttmacher Institute released data that includes Wisconsin has the highest teen birth rate among African Americans aged 15 to 19 in the country.
And Wisconsin has the second highest rate of chlamydia. In addition to preserving reproductive health care for poor teens, Democratic lawmakers want to make sure rape victims have access to emergency contraceptives. Representative Mark Pocan of Madison points to a recent study which showed less than half the hospitals in Wisconsin offer high-dose contraceptives.
Surely rape victims are the most vulnerable class of patients. They deserve compassionate and comprehensive health care. They shouldn't have to shop around hospital to hospital to find that kind of care.
Under the Women's Health and Education Act, emergency room staff would have to tell rape victims about contraception and have a pharmacist available who is willing to dispense it. This counters legislation favored by anti-abortion groups, which believe medical staff should be able to refuse a patient's request based on their own religious beliefs. The group of Democratic lawmakers is also promoting more comprehensive sex education in schools. Representative John Richards has been touring schools in his Milwaukee district, where he says abstinence may be promoted on posters in the nurse's office, but isn't necessarily explained or discussed.
Abstinence is the only way to go. We have far too many of our teens who are jeopardizing their futures by engaging in risky sexual activity. But the sad thing is that many of our teens aren't aware of the risks that attend to getting involved with a partner early on in life.
Democrats hope to convince colleagues that more access to sex education and women's health services will reduce unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted disease. Shemaine Miltz, Wisconsin Public Radio.